This time of year, we look for autumn oranges and reds. These aren't just the colors seen in the eastern states. We have western native plants that are colorful. Some native shrubs to seek out are three-leaf sumac, native currants, and western sand cherry. Three-leaf sumac grows on rocky foothill slopes. There, it stays less than 4 feet tall. In the landscape, with more water, it can grow 8, even 10 feet tall. It's an irregularly shaped plant. The lobed leaves turn orange and red in the fall. Native currants have showy, yellow spring flowers. They have a small, tart red fruit. Currants grow 4 to 6 feet tall and wide. The leaves turn orange-red before they fall. The leaves of western sand cherry are glossy silver-green in summer. They turn a rosy red in the fall. Sand cherry prefers hot, dry conditions. It grows at elevations up to 10,000 feet. Pawnee Buttes is a low-growing selection of sand cherry. Pawnee Buttes is a ground cover shrub that grows a foot or so high. Now is the time to pick out native trees for their red fall color. Most native trees are seedlings with unique genetics. Their fall color is as variable as their genes. Selecting plants in the fall is the way to take advantage of their colorful diversity. Bigtooth maple is a Rocky Mountain native with variable fall color. Many turn orange to red in the fall. Bigtooth is a slow-growing tree but can get 20 to 30 feet tall. It tolerates dry, alkaline soils. Use it as an accent in a dry land garden or a backdrop to other plants. Gamble oak is our shrubby native oak. It's variable, growing 15 to 30 feet tall. It's usually found in groves in its native habitat. Gamble oak has glossy green summer leaves. Most of the oak develop orange-red fall color. If you don't have a place for any of these colorful western natives in your garden, go for a hike in the hills to enjoy the show. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.